Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Air Force Falcons 2022 season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing for free today and let it ride.
Hey, this is Eric Metcalf. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
College Football Experience Air Force Falcons 2022 season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
I love it when we get to season preview mode, and I love talking Air Force Falcon football. If you have been listening to the College Football Experience, you know that. And by the way, this year we are live on YouTube. Subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube as we break down all 131 FBS teams. We will have solo episodes for every single team in the land, all available on YouTube. So subscribe to the College Football Experience. I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh! Well. Ride and shoot. Oh,
yeah. We can really ride and shoot. This is a sin to play with the team we're about to preview here.
That's true. We need triple option music.
Someone's got to have made a triple option song by now.
I got to go deep in the internet to find that.
And
but
if they haven't made it, we need to commission them to write a symphony about the triple option.
I agree, because I mean, you bring up a great point. As Sky Captain Dundee and Skipper Wally is here, if you're following on YouTube. But I mean, how great is the Air Force Falcons football program, Patty C? Before we jump into win totals and the schedule and what they're bringing back, can we just talk? Let's throw the flag on the play and let's just talk Air Force Falcon football, because this program, one of my favorites in all of the land.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they've had two coaches since 1984, two head coaches, that's unbelievable continuity. That's got to be the lowest in the country, you would think.
I mean, Ferentz and Hayden Fry, but I think they had someone in between.
Maybe I would have to look that up real quick.
But yeah, either way, that is unbelievable continuity. And then when you add in the fact that Calhoun played for Fisher DeBerry
and coached under,
coached under him, just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, you look at what he's done. I mean, he's 111-75, Patty C. 111-75 as head coach in a tough conference. In the Mountain West is a tough conference. And when you look, how about this for you? He's got wins over TCU, Utah, Notre Dame by 17, Houston twice, Washington State, Colorado, BYU, Georgia Tech, and Louisville, who we beat last year in a bowl game, right?
Yeah.
He also has a 6-point loss to Cal, an overtime loss at Utah, a 7-point loss at Utah, a 7-point loss at Minnesota, a 3-point loss in Norman, Oklahoma, a 6-point loss in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I mean, he's got to be one of the most underrated, if not the most underrated coach in America. At Colorado Buffaloes out there.
Not getting any. Yeah, Colorado.
What are you doing? Hire Troy Calhoun. You've been trying to find a coach for like 20 years.
Right. If you're wondering, you know,
right up the road.
Is there a triple option coach out there that's available? Yeah, right up the road. And how old is he?
55.
And
15 more years of coaching available
right now. Snatch him up. This guy has won at least 10 games in what, five of the last 10 years? Five of the last 9 years. He's gotten 10 or more wins.
I mean, where would you put him ranking? Like, I know I'm throwing you.
And that one of those years was COVID, so he couldn't have gotten a 10.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, but where would you rank him as far as college football coaches?
I would have to, you know, I'm asleep on him. You know, I can't criticize everyone else because, you know, he's just so quiet about the way he does such a great job that I think he's under almost everyone's radar. And so I would probably rank him, you know, certainly in the top 20, I would think maybe 25.
Yeah. I mean, he's criminally underrated. I don't understand why, you know, people haven't come calling for him. Maybe they have, and he just turned them down. He seems to be, you know, content with what he's doing, but I mean, the guy is an unbelievable coach. And you look back at last year and you'll see, you know, a perfect example why they were very close. Patty C, they were 10-3. They were very close to being undefeated. Their first loss came to Utah State in Colorado Springs at Falcon Stadium. And I remember watching this game. This is a game that Utah State was incredibly lucky to get.
Yeah.
Because I watched this game, Air Force was in control of this game. They fumbled late, or they let Utah State back in the game, but they lose by 4 to Utah State. Their other loss was a 6-point loss to San Diego State, right? And the third loss was an overtime loss in the Commander in Chief's Trophy against the Army Black Knights. Yeah. They were essentially what's that? 4-10, basically 10 points in an overtime performance away from going
regulation points from an undefeated season.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, and they beat Boise State on the Smurf turf. And that's another thing. Prior to Troy Calhoun being there, I mean, this guy, I think Boise, you know, we might say Fresno State is the rival to Boise State, or can San Diego State top them, or can Utah State? I think Air Force is the team that really fucks with Boise State. If you look, Boise State's got a 6-4 record against them, buddy. 6-4. They sign me up for that game every year because I do think that is a tougher opponent than most realize.
Within the conference, you would figure that would be one of their lower, 60%. Although I'm looking at Boise right now, only 43% against San Diego State, 3-4 in that one.
Boise State is
against San Diego.
Yeah. Wow.
A little bit of a thing there, but I mean, with the harder teams in this conference, you know, certain teams give them trouble.
Yeah. I mean, the Air Force Falcons though, just doing an unbelievable job. They've had the number one rushing offense the past 2 years, Patty C,
in the whole country,
130 teams.
I mean, that makes sense given that they're running the triple.
Well,
option.
Not necessarily because Army and Navy are doing it.
That's right. So they're clearly doing it better than either of those. Although I think Munkin's probably working with a little bit less talent. I don't know if it's easier to recruit to Air Force than it is to Army, but they seem to be churning out more. I don't know about pro, but they look the part.
Is Calhoun the best coach of the service academies? It's tough. All three are great.
Yeah.
All three are absolutely great.
Has slipped, but Monken's up. But I think Calhoun, you might have to say that just because he's been doing it for as long as he has.
And the Army has the benefit of being independent where they're playing, you know, a lot of.
Yeah, they could schedule cream puffs.
The Mountain West is tough.
Yeah, I think without a doubt, based on that, what he's done is the most impressive. Should I, speaking of recruiting rankings, should I just dial those in?
Dial them in, buddy.
All right. Air Force is recruiting over the past five cycles, starting in 2018 with the fifth year seniors and going up to the 2022 cycle, the incoming freshmen. 119, 112, 113, 93, and 126 for an overall composite ranking of 115 in the country right now. To be winning 10 games in the Mountain West consistently with the 115th most talented team in the country
is unbelievable.
I mean, they're within the conference. Their rank has been recruiting rankings 10, 9, 7, 7, 10. So they're far less talented than most of the other teams in the division.
And if you look at it, what did I say? 3-point loss in Norman, 6-point loss in Ann Arbor. So, I mean, it's like,
yeah, not only within their own conference, but nationally, they're competitive with
17-point win against Notre Dame. Calhoun's done an unbelievable job, and I don't understand, you know, why anyone wouldn't try to.
Yeah, what more do you need to see if you're legitimately like considering all candidates for a hire? You know, which any good
athletic AD, director athletic should be doing. Yeah,
and this guy's out there, and you're just ignoring it. Maybe he is just that committed. I mean, you talk about two coaches in the last. I look back even further. They had a several other long-term coaches before him too. Bill Parcells for 1 year.
Bill Parcells did coach the Air Force Falcons late 70s.
So when you got a coach like that, he'll make a quick stop at the Air Force, but everyone else seems to be super committed. It speaks volumes about what they're doing there.
Love this program, man. Absolutely love this program. So let's hop into it, man. Let's break down the offense here, because guess what? If you're thinking that this team is just going to go away and last year was a flash in the pan, well, first off, that'd be terrible to assume that because they have multiple 10 double digit win seasons in the past couple of years, but they're bringing back 12 offensive players that have starts. Correct. You did. You do not adjust your headsets or whatever the hell you're listening to this on.
Your listening devices.
Yes. Your listening devices or whatever, but 12, all 12 starters coming back, led by their star quarterback, Zeke Daniels. Yes, they have technically, depending on how you look at it, because you could say, well, you know, Kyle Patterson, their star tight end from a couple of years ago, was not healthy last year.
Technically isn't a returning
star. So he is a returning star, but he is. And same with some of the two offensive linemen have multiple starts. Zeke Daniels is back. Their star running back slash fullback, Brad Roberts, is back. Like I said, Air Force, 328 yards on the ground per game, Patty C.
Brad Roberts is an absolute ox.
Love watching him. Love this offense. Keep an eye out on also the wide receiver, Trey Robinson, 6'3", 200 pounds. He chose Air Force over Arkansas, Patty C. The Air Force doesn't normally play some of the youth. I think he might get into the mix there. Keep an eye out on Trey Robinson. I know my guy Rick Baum told me about him this past offseason. So the offense, how about this? Their offensive coordinator, Mike Thiessen. He's been the offensive coordinator there for 13 years, Patty C. That is the longest tenured offensive coordinator in the country.
Wow.
So you want continuity, not only from your head coach.
Yeah.
It goes down to the coordinators as well.
And I'll say this too. I mean, we're talking about returning starters at the quarterback position, continuity, the head coach and the offensive coordinator position. In my opinion, with how, you know, how much you can tighten the triple option and its execution, the more and more experience you have, the better you are at coaching it and executing it. That's why, you know, if you have that much experience coming back and just really fine tuning that triple option, it's really, really hard to stop.
Yeah. And I think getting Kyle Patterson back, who was a beast of a tight end, is only going to make that offense go. The tight end in this offense, I think, can really work the way the Calhoun uses them. And then, like I said, Trey Robinson, and obviously the continuity with Daniels and Roberts back, as well as a slew of other running backs, and an offensive line that's got starts. That's what you want to see when we break down all these teams. You really want to see that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before I get to the defensive side of things, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the Air Force Falcons season preview on the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. Yes, bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger at WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. You're probably wondering, Colby, what the hell is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all those things. And it costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, to advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN because it helps us safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of our data. That means our private details, our emails, our passwords, our communications, our browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location is hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And while you're at it, make sure you download our app, the SGPN app. Yes, it is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride. Patty C, here
Real
we are.
Quick, I want to give a little shine to the offense for the preseason all conference rankings here. Brad Roberts, first team all Mountain West preseason running back. Kyle Patterson, first team tight end. And Everett Smalley, first team offensive tackle. As far as second team, we got Isaac Cochran, offensive lineman. So a very bright outlook offensively, a little more talent on the offensive side of the ball coming back, it seems like. So let's get to the defense.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a fan of the Air Force Falcons, or if you're thinking, hey, this team, you know, who's going to win the Mountain West? I think the Air Force Falcons are contenders to win the Mountain West. And if you look at what they did last year, I think you could say potentially have an undefeated season. I know that sounds crazy, but okay. Defensively, well, we know they had the number one rushing offense, but defensively, guess what, Patty C? They only had the fourth best defense in America.
Oh, is that it?
Only the fourth.
Really tough.
Only the fourth, not one or two or
not
three, but
look.
Fourth.
Out of how many? 130?
130 teams. They finished fourth defensively. They did lose their defensive coordinator, John Radzinski, to the University of Virginia. You're wearing that Wahoos hat if you're watching on YouTube, and I guarantee you some Air Force fans are like, yeah, get the hell out of here.
Resenting me for repping the Wahoos, but guess what? Sorry. We
who would win if they played head to head?
No, I think Air Force would smash them right now. I think that was proven last year.
Yeah.
Look what BYU did to them last year.
Yeah.
Just destroyed. I don't think we're ready for the Mountain football right now.
So Air Force had the fourth ranked defense in the country this past year. They are promoting a defense coordinator, Brian Knorr, which is formerly the linebacker coach. I think he's still going to coach linebackers, but now he's the head man. Used to be the head coach, Patty C.
That's right.
Of the Ohio Bobcats, correct?
Right.
And what did he have going on there?
He had some tough years while he was
But his OC was Troy Calhoun.
Oh yeah. No, actually, they were coordinators at the same time from 95 to 2000. Knorr was the defensive coordinator at Ohio and Calhoun was the offensive coordinator. Then Knorr got the head coaching job at Ohio and Calhoun went to Wake. in 2001.
Wake Forest just keeps a slew of great coaches as well.
But that relationship was kept intact, obviously, because 20 years later, brings him on board. Or
yeah, well, he apparently was coaching linebackers previously because they promoted within. True. Yeah. So here we are, the Air Force Falcons, fourth best defense, staying in house with coaching the defense, and Brian Knorr now becoming the defensive coordinator.
So there is continuity there.
There's continuity there. Six of 11 starters are back on defense, Patty C. I mean, this is a good unit. And I think that, I mean, yes. Okay. Six of 11, you lost five players for graduation. I still think he just keeps these service academies, keep upperclassmen just coming in. There's, and by the way, part of this preview series, you're going to hear us talking about the transfer portal. Not really with the service academies, because Air Force had zero transfers out, zero transfers in.
That's how we won in our military.
Yes. I mean, fantastic. That's true. That is very true. So Patty C, let's hop on over here. Let's get into this mix.
Defensive leaders. I guess Vince Sanford is the only first team all conference guy. 17 tackles for loss from the outside linebacker position. Sounds like a little shark dog action, maybe.
Yeah, a little Scooby Wright action going on there in Colorado Springs. I love it. Yeah, I mean, their leading tacklers back from a season ago.
Nine and a half sacks from the linebacking position.
Gotta love that. And that's Knorr's specialty.
Sending the blitz.
Yeah, so coaching the linebackers. So Patty C, Las Vegas just released win totals. The Air Force Falcons win total, believe it or not, is at 8.5 wins, Patty C. Las Vegas saying they're going to win either 8 games or 9 games. You figure it out, people. But look, 8.5, the juice is -145. If you take that's -145 on the over, on the under, +125. Let's take a peek at the football schedule for 2022, Patty C. Week one, watch out. Give Matt Campbell a call, Troy Calhoun, because I think he might tell you, watch out for the Northern Iowa Panthers. Didn't they have like an offensive lineman go in the first round this past year, I believe?
Northern Iowa?
Yeah.
I feel like they crank out those types.
I mean, Kurt Warner, Dedrick Ward, David Johnson. Bryce Pop.
Didn't they have, wasn't the guy that went to Kansas City the number one pick in the draft? Wasn't he at Northern Iowa? I'm drawing a blank.
What are you talking about? That got drafted
a few years back. The Chiefs offensive tackle. I'll look it up.
It might be. I know an offensive lineman went in the first round this year. Watch out. The Northern Iowa Panthers keep a good football program. They've kept a good football program, I feel like, for like 30 or 40 years. So week one in Colorado Springs, Patty C, getting a month to prep. Do you think that's going to be a little bit of a barn burner there?
Let me see.
Northern Iowa.
No, he went Eric Fisher. I'm talking about went to Central Michigan.
Central Michigan. Okay. No, but an offensive lineman went in the first round this year, if not first and early second.
Yeah, that is going to be a tough game.
Northern that is Iowa. A scary game. And I think them getting a month to prep for a triple option team helps. So watch out. I'll take Air Force to win this one, but watch out for that game.
Yeah. I definitely think you got to be. Where is that being played? Sorry,
Colorado Springs.
Okay, yeah, I'll give that to Air Force.
Week two, the Colorado Buffaloes traveled to Colorado Springs. Hilarious scheduling by Colorado. 11 Power Fives, and then your 12th game being an away game
at a
rival. At a 10 win rival Air Force.
That sounds like my athletic director in high school. Scheduled the state champion, the eventual state champion for our homecoming game. Asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got shut out and we were a good team.
mom and dad were there to watch you get shut out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice. Colorado Buffaloes, Patty C, Falcon Stadium. Do you have the Air Force Falcons going 2-0?
I think after Colorado's struggles last year and everything that they lost, and the fact that it's in Colorado Springs, yeah, I think I do have them at 2-0.
I'm going to take them at 1-1.
Well, I'll say this: their next game is a road trip to Laramie, Wyoming.
Yeah, and on a Friday night. That's a short week, also.
That's true too. That's I have them losing one of those.
So two and one through the first three.
Yeah.
Then they another Friday night game. They are taking on the Nevada Wolfpack, who just got a, you know, everyone transferred out of there. They did have some transfers come in. They went with Ken Wilson, someone who's very familiar with the program there in Reno. I think he's got a bit of a project on his hands. I got Air Force taking care of the Wolfpack in Colorado Springs. You?
Man, the more I look at this, the more I think I might be flipping my my stance on what they're going to be doing here.
Hey, do it. All right.
Now's the time, huh? I got Nevada winning that one, too. Or, no, Air Force rather.
Then the big one, Saturday, October 1st, the Navy midshipmen coming into Falcon Stadium. Patty C. I got Air Force winning this one, but these are always very, I mean, actually, I feel like there's been a couple blowouts lately, but I mean, I feel like prior to that, they were close matchups.
I think you're right. I will double check.
I think one of them was like 40-7. Maybe that was the COVID year. But I'm going to take Air Force at home with all those returning starters in Falcon Stadium against the midshipmen, but those are always great games.
Let me see here what the recent results of that series has been. We got a slow internet. It's been relatively close. They've won three of the last five. So it's still a decent series.
Air Force has won three of the past five.
Air Force has won three of the past five, but two in a row. And the last 2 years, 40-7 and 23-3. So they have pulled away as Navy has slipped. And the fact that it's in Colorado Springs and they're bringing all that talent back. Yeah. I gotta go Air Force.
So I basically have them at I have them at 4-1.
Yeah. Here's a little fact as we start to lean toward them hitting the over here. I looked at their history. They have never had consecutive wins with consecutive years with nine wins dating back to
or
when
10 wins. Yeah.
Or nine. They've never even gotten a nine.
Wow. Wow.
So this would be the first time they've accomplished that.
A lot of pressure, a lot of pressure going on there. So the following week they get there at Utah State, who won the Mountain West a season ago, Maverick Stadium, Merlin Olsen Field in Logan, Utah, Patty C. I got to take Utah State there, but I think this is a game. This is a winnable game.
Yeah. I figure they're due for their second loss at this point, but it is a winnable game.
It is a winnable game. Now, sneaky spot here. Cause back-to-back away games, they traveled to the Death Star. Wish it was Sam Boyd Stadium because the Death Star sucks. At UNLV the following week, you're going to take that for a dub. UNLV was competitive last year. Arroyo seemed to kind of turn a corner
toward the end of the year.
Yeah. They were covering every week. I'm still taking Air Force to get this done.
The UNLV may have the worst home field advantage of any team by far in the whole country.
Yeah, or at least in the Mountain West. Yeah,
I think Air Force destroys them.
Yeah, I think Air Force gets that dub. So at that point, we only have Air Force with two losses, right?
Yeah,
they're home to Boise State.
I'm curious. I want to take a quick peek about how they've done at home in that series. I know you said that. They've been a thorn in their side. Out of the 10 games, they've won four. Relatively,
they've lost their last two in Colorado Springs. Actually,
okay. So,
they won their previous two before that. So 2-2
of their last four at home.
Yeah,
with this team that's coming. Here's the thing: Boise is stacked too. Hank Bachmeyer coming back. Oh boy, what do we just get?
I'm gonna take Boise.
We had them losing to Utah State and
Boise.
I think they went go 1-1 in that stretch.
I'm going to take them to lose to Boise.
So you got them at three losses with four games left, and I got them with two losses.
I'll put it like this: they get a bye week after Boise, and they play Army down there in Arlington, Texas. I think they're going to lose one of the two.
Okay.
If they beat Boise, I think they lose to Army. If they lose to Boise, I think they beat Army.
Okay. So you'll have them at three losses after 9 weeks with 3 weeks to go.
Then they're home to the New Mexico Lobos, who actually, I feel like New Mexico kind of, I don't know if I'm just full of shit or I feel like New Mexico kind of plays them good. Maybe that's just Rocky Long. I feel like when he was at San Diego State, I felt like they always played Air Force well.
This is a one of their most played games. I didn't realize. Air Force has won four in a row, but prior to that had lost three in a row.
Yeah.
Surprising. That
I
New
feel
Mexico.
Like that's a harder game than people realize for the Falcons. It's in Colorado Springs. You know what? Give me Air Force.
Yeah.
Now this is an interesting one because Jay Norvell comes in and I think he's a damn good coach and he brings in a lot of Nevada guys. and he's going to be running that air raid with Matt Mummy, Hal Mummy's son, being the OC there with the Colorado State Rams, coming over from Reno. This is kind of a 50-50 game. It's a rivalry game.
A lot of incest, not literal, you know, a lot of coaching turnover, I would say, and changing around in that
within the conference. Yeah, within the conference. You got them beating Colorado State?
I don't know.
You have them going undefeated?
I think I have them going 9-3. I don't know though. I have them with two losses. I think they're going to lose at San Diego State as well.
Yeah, the final game of the season is at San Diego State. I am going to take San Diego State to get that done. So what I basically have them at is 8-4, right?
Yeah.
8-4, and that's with me giving them some 50-50 games. Like why I have them beating Wyoming and Laramie. I have them beating Utah State. I'm sorry, not Utah State. I have them beating Navy, which I think is kind of a 50-50 game, and potentially Army. And Colorado State. I think Colorado State's going to be vastly improved.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough out. But we're talking about a really good team that, like you said, was not that far from an undefeated season last year and is bringing back a lot of the offense.
Yeah, I mean, overall, bringing back pretty much 18 starters. 18 starters.
Huge.
At a 22. So let me ask you this, though. The juice is with me, like I said, plus 125 on the under 8.5. Falcons fans, I love you. I've been a fan since Fisher to Barry, since the Bo Morgan, Blaine Morgan era. I think I'm going to ride the under. Under 8.5. They go 8-4. Another good year for Calhoun.
Well, here's a little nugget here. They have lost 9 straight to San Diego State. So they will probably lose that again. So that if you have them at 3 losses, count that last one as a 4th. I think they're going to get to that game with only 2 losses. I'm taking the over.
Taking the over on the Falcons. 9-3. Wow, I mean, just let me just give you some Iron Eagle. Never say die, Iron Eagle. Never look back. Never say die. Gosh, shout out to Iron Eagle. Classic film. So Patty C is going to be on the over with the Air Force Falcons. I am going to ride the under 8.5. I still think it's going to be a successful year for Air Force football. I still think every team in the nation should call Troy Calhoun and potentially try to hire him. But yeah, I got him 8-4. Another good year.
I mean, let's see. What do you think is realistic for if Brad Roberts had the fourth highest rushing total of any Air Force player ever, 1,356.
Now let me ask you this though:
Zeke Daniels only 50% completion percentage, but that's not a big deal. He's getting his tight end back.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude.
And Mountain West getting away from divisions, not this year, next year. That kind of hurts that they've always been in Boise's division or Utah State's. San Diego State's had the benefit of being over there with Fresno. I mean, San Jose State, I guess, has came up a little bit, but for a while,
the Mountain Division's been harder.
Yes, because you get UNLV and Hawaii and the other one, and San Jose State was a doormat for a while.
That does play in Air Force's favor moving forward.
Yeah, it does moving forward. So keep an eye out on that. All right, folks. Well, this is number one of 131. Yes, woo! James Madison is joining the FBS this year. So
shout it out.
131 podcasts coming your way, solo podcast for each and every team in the land. Tell a friend. We will go on the over unders, and then we have a great track record of picking the over and under in all these games, or for each team, I should say. So give us a follow on the College Football Experience. Give us a 5-star review, and if you do, a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. If you do, take a screenshot. Find me on Twitter at TheColbyD. Show me that screenshot and we'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. Also, make sure you give us a follow. Yeah, that's the old one too. We have a newer one. If you're watching on YouTube, we have a newer one with this logo right here where you'll essentially get that shirt in the mail. But yeah, also give us a follow on Twitter at TCE on SGPN as we break down all 131 teams. Like I said, year-round college football podcast. Yes, we talk it year-round. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. Give him a follow. I'm on Twitter at D Colby D, as I mentioned. NC Nick, third man with the crew. He's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And remember, folks, to subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Get that SGPN app. It's free to download. And yeah, I mean, look, me and Patty C and NC Nick also host the College Basketball Experience. So subscribe to that as the season gets closer and closer to coming. Air Force, hey, maybe they might have a good year this year. Who knows? We'll see. Mountain West has been had a pretty damn good year last year. Anyway, subscribe to all that good stuff and we got you covered. So yeah, get that SGPN app. Have a wonderful day. And yeah, let's have, I would love to see Air Force just kicking ass this year. I would love to see it. So, all right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, Air Force style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.